Well, if you follow the stock market or keep an eye on the cost of goods and services, you see how the numbers can bounce up and down on any given day. Then there is always the concern of a recession. But if you are heading into your retirement years, or maybe you are there already, how do you deal with the recession and the uncertainties of the economy? To give us some insight, we are joined this morning by Ashley Michiquet, CEO of True North Retirement Advisors and a parishioner at Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee. She is also a member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. Good morning, Ashley, and thank you for being with us.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I don't think we've really had a chance to talk since we've turned the page to fall, so have a nice summer.
Oh, it was great. It was a great summer. Lots of time in the sunshine with my three kids. We had a good time.
That's wonderful. And now back to school.
Yes, for two of them.
For two of them, anyway. Well, that's wonderful. Well, you know, as someone who works as a financial advisor, you obviously keep a daily eye on the stock market, consumer price index, and other numbers that have an impact on the economy. For those of us who have a 401k or an IRA or another retirement account, you know, are these numbers that we should watch on a daily basis? For example, I've got that app on my phone where it's very easy for me to just punch it and see what the stock market is doing at any given minute. But is that something we should be doing?
Well, access to instant information about your net worth is not necessarily a good thing. And I think it depends on temperament. But for most people, the less they look, you know, even if you look only once a quarter or even once or twice a year, that's pretty ideal. You're more likely to see an increase from the last time that you looked and not stress out about what happened today in the stock market.
Yeah, I don't think many of us are daily traders.
Oh, sure. But I know many people who look, you know, multiple times a day at their investments, and they seem to be, you know, the ones who are, the more pulse you have on what's going on and on a daily basis, the more likely you are to want to make some changes, and not always necessarily a good thing for your long-term retirement success.
Yeah, and I think you've mentioned to us before, too, if you look at the averages of the stock market over time, it's always kind of been on an upward swing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's hiccups along the way, but it, over any time period, I mean, you pick any long-term time period of 5, 10 years or longer, and you're almost certainly going to see an upward trend in the stock market, which is encouraging, but I think a lot of people also forget that.
We're speaking with Ashley Michiquet. She is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors and a member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. So I guess that begs the question then, Ashley, what should we be watching?
Well, I think that having some perspective on understanding how often a recession might happen or what that typically looks like will help you mentally prepare for the next recession, because it's going to happen. We're going to have a recession at some point in the future, probably the next few years. They happen about every 5 years. Since World War II, that's about the trend. Every 5 years or so, we get a recession. We just came out of one. We had the shortest in history, I believe, with COVID. It lasted just a few months. But most recessions, they last about 11 months. So if you say, okay, well, about once every 5 years, I'm going to go through a recession, and it's going to last about a year, and my investment portfolio, especially if I'm invested in stocks, you might see it go down 10, 20, even 30% or more, depending on how much you have in stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's really key to understanding how to mentally prepare yourself, and then how to actually, you know, what actions can be taken to prepare yourself for that before the recession hits.
Right.
So the key is to act before the next recession.
Before we get into what steps you should take, I guess just give us a little brief explanation of what is a recession.
Sure. So when you look at GDP, gross domestic product, it's when the GDP goes down. So most of the time, you know, I would say over the last 20 years or so, we have GDP that's growing on average 2 to 4% a year. But then there are periods of time where that goes down, and it goes down for a variety of reasons. And so a contraction or reduction in GDP is what defines a recession.
I see.
And that's why we went through that in COVID, because it was the global economy just stopped for, you know, a couple,
sure,
2-3 months. And it was a massive drop in gross domestic product, both in the United States and around the world. But then as things opened up, we emerged from that pretty quickly. So it was a very quick recession, usually defined by, you know, a lot of job losses, or in 2008, we had a lot of, you know, housing. The housing crisis was really fuel for that. So different drivers of recessions, but it's just when the economic output drops.
So how do we prepare for another recession? And I suppose, is it different for those who are going to be in the working field still, for those, say, who are retired?
Yes, it's vastly different. And actually, a lot of retirees tend to weather recessions better because you're not worried about a job loss or, you know, losing your home. You're much more likely to have a higher net worth, higher cash balance to weather that storm and to get you through. Whereas someone who's younger and still working, if they lose their job, you know, that can be really devastating. So retirees tend to weather recessions a bit better. But there's a problem if you're retired and you have a recession, is that if your portfolio drops 10, 20, 25%, How do you deal with that? And that's really scary for retirees too, because they can't just go out and find another job and work and kind of rebuild their investment portfolio. Once you retire, that's all you have. So flexibility, I think, is key, and thinking through that. So could you afford to stop your portfolio withdrawals for a period of maybe 12 months? Could you go back and work part-time? If you had to change your lifestyle, maybe what would you be able to sacrifice in terms of expenses? No travel, only shopping for what you need and the essentials of groceries. So a lot of retirees may be forced to cut back. And it's important, I think, to think through where you would cut back first so you could kind of stop the bleeding. Because what you don't want to do if you're retired is the stock market's going down, maybe your portfolio goes down 10, 15%. But then if you're taking portfolio withdrawals, on top of that, you're actually making the problem worse. So it's important to have a plan and decide, okay, well, what would I do to try to shore this up and stop and not make it worse by continuing to take withdrawals from my investments?
So again, it sounds like you really, before you get to a recession, you want to plan these things out.
You have to, yeah, because if you wait until we're there, you have a lot less options. So my two biggest pieces of advice for clients who are retired is it's really important to keep plenty of cash on hand. Now, I don't mean like everything in cash. That's not going to earn anything and it's going to be a drag on your overall returns. But having enough so that you could stop your portfolio withdrawals for a period of time if you're retired and rely on your cash savings instead, that's really, really important. And then also rebalancing your portfolios. I think a lot of investors have become very complacent over the last several years. We've had really strong returns in the stock market, and a lot of people have too much in stocks. I find when I look at people's portfolios and a new potential client, inevitably, almost every time, it's they have too much in stocks. They usually have too much in tech stocks too, which has been a really great place to be. But there's a lot of risk in that. And so the time to rebalance is when the sea is calm and not when the recession has already hit.
Ashley Michiquet, she is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors and a member of Monterey Radio's Leadership Circle. So, Ashley, always great to talk with you. And it sounds like the old adage, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yes.
Well, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the look into a recession, how we should prepare for it. Always great to talk with you.
Thank you, David. It was wonderful talking to you, too.
Have a great day.